a word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, the first part. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. This follows on from what Paul has been writing to the Corinthians about the Lord who is the Spirit, the Lord who shines upon his people. When the veil is taken away, they behold with open face as in a glass the glory of the Lord. And God's people in every age, not just in Paul's time, but in this dispensation as well, we are being changed as we behold him, being changed from glory to glory. And then he says in the verse just before our text for today, since we have this ministry, we faint not. But look at what he does. So the thing that he doesn't do is to faint. He doesn't give up. There's no discouragement. Even though there might be difficulties, and Paul makes it very clear in 2 Corinthians, the extreme difficulties which he has had to go through. But he understands the ministry, the value of it, that he beholds the glory of Jesus Christ. It was fresh, it was new for him. It wasn't just an experience on the road to Damascus. It was something that stayed with him. And he was being changed from glory to glory. And then he says, thus we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. If you have beheld the glory of the Lord, you've seen just something of Jesus Christ, something of that transforming love of God, and his Spirit has done a work in you, made you to be born again. Then you will agree fully with Paul when he says, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. The word renounced is very strong. It means an aggressive repentance. Now he is talking in the context of presenting the gospel, not trying to be sly or crafty. But this is a universal truth, that those who have received Jesus Christ, the veil has been removed, and you are now beholding him, his glory, you will renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. And it means that everything which his light reveals, because you are beholding him, his glory is light, you will aggressively repent of the hidden things. Now, it needs to be aggressively done. Renounce, that means spoken out and put away. It means that you turn against your sin with such aggression, with the venom and hatred of God against your sin. And what type of sin? Hidden things of dishonesty. Have you confessed those things, brought them fully into the light, and renounced them? Which means you've left them behind. There's a time in your history where you've stopped with it. It's been brought to the light and you never go back to it again.